Okay. Thank you, ladies, for joining me. And today we're going to talk about hostess coaching. And they say, the people out there, they say that 80% of each party happens before you even walk in the door. So hostess coaching is super, super, uber important. The hostess is your business partner for the evening. So think, look at her. This is a business arrangement. This is her. She's your business partner for the evening, but she probably has no idea what you expect of her. So keeping in contact will ensure a more successful party. The first thing you're going to do is start by putting together your hostess packet so that you've got them ready to go, and whenever someone says they're ready to book a party. Hostess packet. Consider writing a letter that's straight from you. Yes, Simply Fun does have a hostess planning guide that you can go in the back office and download. It is 4 pages long. Starts with the first page is kind of the details, a wish list. The second page talks about the hostess rewards, which this month, I may need to print out a new one here. I don't know if they added in the double hostess award for 350 or more. The third page is guest list. And the fourth page are just some tips, things that they can say, collecting outside orders, and then also the kit. Because remember, the hostess is probably your most likely person to join your team. So making sure that she understands everything is very important. But also, I like to add a letter to the front of the packet and just thanking them for booking a party, saying, I look forward to sharing my products with you and your friends and making it a night to remember for all of you. I also talk about some of the free products that she's going to get at her party, talk about the hostess awards, and if there's anything that you want to add in, sometimes I add in if someone books a party off of your party, you will receive, and your hostess, your current hostess, goes to that party, then she'll receive 50% off a party. Or also, one item at that party. So I add that into my hostess letter. If she has 3 outside orders, then she collected at the time of the party, then she'll receive 25 to 50% off of one item. So you can say that also. Just trying to really encourage her to invite people who are likely to book parties, and also talk with her friends, take the catalogs that you're going to put in your hostess packet and show them around to her friends. If she's got 3 outside orders, she knows that she gets an extra percent off of a game, then she might be a little bit more likely to collect those outside orders. Also, at the end, I state, I will call you a day or two before the party to confirm. Make sure that you're saying, I'm going to call you. I will arrive approximately 20 minutes before the start of the party so that I can set up. So stating some of the things that you're going to specifically do so that she knows what's expected right off the bat in this in the hostess packet. Hopefully, your hostess packet, get your letter, get your hostess planning guide from printed off from the tools section in the back office. Have 2 catalogs in your hostess packet, 3 order forms. And also, sometimes people get excited about doing theme parties, so maybe a list of themes that are fun. Doing a Mexican night, so they have chips and salsa and quesadillas and, drinks if they want to have drinks or not, or an Italian, or just kind of having a theme to their party makes it just a little bit more fun. And I can get you a list of themes. I have a big long list, too, if you need that. Although we do have a host, the host center, which I do encourage you to use the host center, where you go in and you set up the host, set up the party, and send the email to your hostess with her party page, and she can go in and enter people's emails to send invitations to her party. I would maybe think about not using that system for the invitations. Definitely set it up in the host center, because that's how you get the link directly to their party page. But what we've been kind of experimenting with, and Tina really is way more experienced in setting up parties on Facebook, so hopefully Tina would be happy to answer any questions about doing that. But set up an event on Facebook for your party, and that way it allows that person to invite people. If you do it invite only, let the people invite who they can, and then you can monitor the guest list. You'll know when you go back and check that event who's invited, who said they're coming. If somebody's posted a question, you're right there. You can answer any questions. You can also go on every couple of days and post about a different game. Oh, look, here's Digger's Garden Match. I saw Tina had posted a couple of games in one of her, her upcoming parties. So go on and post ideas, pictures of the games and what they do, so that people start to get excited. So that's a good way, using Facebook events as your party invitations really is a good way these days to do the invitations. Of course, you can still use the host center if that's how you prefer to do it, but it just depends on the person. If your hostess is a Facebook person, use Facebook. If they're not, then definitely help them with the host center.
The other thing that's
something
cool
else that you want to... Okay,
sorry. The other thing that's cool about the Facebook events, it'll let you see those that decline and respond to them with the link, so you can say, hey, you know, you can't make the event. We'll check out the link here, you know, and kind of address them specifically. And I've noticed that helped a little bit too.
Yeah, good. Yeah, or, you know, people are like, oh, I'm just not sure, or, oh, hey, you know, the hostess rewards are really great this month, so if you can't make it, think about having your own party. It just gives you a lot more contact with the guest list. A lot of the party plan stuff and our business and Simply Fun, they talk about having a guest list. We've got in our party plan kit, we've got a page. Page 3 is for the guest list, and they want you want your hostess to email you or send you a list of names, addresses, phone numbers, emails, all the information on all of their friends. And Tina and I have talked a lot about this, and we really just we wouldn't feel comfortable doing that, giving up all that information on our friends. We think that our friends might be upset about that, but doing it on Facebook gives us that opportunity to have that contact with people, and yet maybe they don't feel so like they've given out too much information about that person. Do you agree, Tina?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, so you can talk about the wish list. Definitely have your hostess go over the wish list, though, on that piece of paper. So one other thing, or two more things that you want to include in your hostess packet would be a business opportunity brochure, because, again, your hostess is going to be your first contact for recruiting. But also, if she's not, then you can always ask her, well, who do you know who might be interested? Make sure that you're asking for referrals. Put that into your vocabulary. Who do you know? Who do you know that might be interested in, or who do you know that hosts a lot of these parties? Invite them to your party. So the business opportunity brochure, make sure to get that into your hostess packet. Another fun thing that we've just started adding in, and I, which is why I put it on the tic-tac-toe, is party squares. And party squares is a square of 100 is a square of 100 little squares, and they each square sells for $1. And the person can sign their name and phone number in that party square. They do not have to be present at the time of the party in order to win. But you sell these, the hostess sells each of these squares for $1. And then as after the party, after everyone is ordered, we'll put all of the squares in and draw out one name. And that person will get the amount of squares, the dollar amount. So let's say there were 40 squares that were sold. Then the person's name that gets pulled from the bag gets to order a $40 item for just their $1 that they put in. So they win. It's a way to up your sales, right? Because now you've got $40 more that you wouldn't have had before. And to give somebody give them a chance to win something and make it a little more fun. So you have a chance to add up to $100. And if you need a second page, please print that out and carry it with you. But it's just a fun way to up your sales and for people to have a chance to kind of earn a free game.
And I tell I've used it a few times. All my parties canceled in May, so I don't know how it went. But I tell them that people can buy more than one. So if they want to spend $10, you know, they get 10 entries. So that, because some people are willing to do that, so I think that would up it too. But I love the idea, and the hostesses I've talked to about it, I think it's a fun idea too. So I think it's good.
Yeah. I only had one person that I got a chance to talk to about it, and she was like, oh, this is really cool. This sounds really fun. And then she canceled her party, too. May was not good for
maybe party squares is
due. I don't know, because they all sounded very excited about it, and I'm excited to get a chance to play it. So that's why I put it in the tic-tac-toe this month to try and encourage everybody to use the party squares and see if it works for us. If it doesn't, then next month we take it out. But this month, I would like to try party squares and see if that works. Another thing that that you can put in is a scavenger hunt. Okay, so give the hostess. I'm sorry, I don't have that piece of paper right in front of me, but give the hostess a list. Invite one person that has red hair. Invite one person that wears a size 10 shoe. Invite one person that has 8 kids. So give her, if she invites, 5, 10 people, whatever your limit is, from this list, then she earns an extra game or something, you know, a free prize. And that's why you stocked up on all of the cheap stuff on the 2-day sale today and tomorrow so that you have some of those extra prizes. The squared up puzzles. So then you have prizes to give when she gets those people on the scavenger hunt list. And Tina, did you get a chance to talk to anybody about that?
Yeah, I used it last month as well, and it's so cute. And again, like I said, everybody canceled, so I don't know how it turned out. But again, they were interested in getting something special, you know, for trying it. So it's a really cute idea to get them to think about different people to invite just so they can get the list, you know. They might talk to someone that they normally would not address because the list, it's like 40 different or 20 different types, you know, things to match on there. It's really cute.
Good. Okay. So, and that's definitely something that you can try too. And if you want to put it in standard in all of your packets, then you've got it there to go, and the hostess can choose to use it or not. It's totally up to you all. Okay, so that's our hostess packet. Get those ready to go. You can make them cutesy. You can make them just business. There were envelopes that should have come in your starter kit. You can also, in the back office, I just ordered some clear envelopes. You can get them, I think I got 100 for like $10 or something, and you just put everything in there. I punched some holes in the top and put some ribbon in it and tied it up, put some candy bars in it, make it a little cutesy just so they feel like they're getting something fun. But put all those things in your hostess packet. Keep some in your car, in your mobile office that we kind of talked about a few weeks ago, so that you've got them ready to go. Spend one day in the month making up 10 of them, so then, and make it a goal to get rid of all 10 of those hostess packets but before the next time, the first of the month, when you make up another set. Okay, so you want to have a lot of contact with your hostess because, again, she's your business partner for the evening. You want to have a minimum of 4 times that you contact her. The first time is going to be when she books the party, okay? You're going to book the party. You're going to either give her the hostess packet then and ask her to read through it, tell her that you'll call her in 2 days to go over the packet, or that you will send it to her if she lives not within driving distance, send it to her, and that you will call her in a couple of days to go over the packet. So that's your first contact. Your second contact is you're going to be your first in the files of our Simply Fanatics page. I have a hostess coaching schedule in there, so that's it's in the back there. First call is within 48 hours of booking. Confirm the date. Make sure it still works, because sometimes you say, okay, let's just pencil it in when they're at the party so that you can get her on the books. And then call her back and make sure that it still works. Review the hostess packet. Go through, make sure she understands everything that's in there. Start her wish list so that she gets excited about wanting to get some of those, some of the games. And answer any questions and say, okay, I'll give you a call again in a couple of days just to, you know, check to make sure everything's going well. The second call is at least 3 days. It depends on how far out you're booking. If you're booking out 6 weeks, like we talked about in one of our calls, then you want to, you know, space those every couple of weeks or once a week, check in with her. The second call, you want to make sure it's at least a week before the party, though, 5 to 7 days before the party. Review the packet again. Answer any questions. Ask about the guest list. Hopefully, if it's on Facebook, you've been monitoring that every couple of days. If she wants to mail out invitations, we have postcards that she can give to some of her friends, or you can help her mail those out. Ask her about her outside orders, if she's got any of those, and talk about the importance. And again, if you've written a letter, talk about what she gets. If she gets 3 outside orders, then, oh, hey, you get this, you get a special gift from me, another squared up pin or whatever it is that you want to give her. Finish off her wish list, make sure that she knows what she wants, and go over anything else, any other questions, hostess awards, everything that she might have any questions about. The third call would be the day before the party. Confirm the address. Ask if there's any landmarks, certain things, because sometimes I know we went somewhere this weekend and the iPhone was completely off. So ask if there's any landmarks just to help you get there. Confirm the time. Say that you'll be there 20 minutes before to set up. Review her guest list, outside orders. See who's coming. You want to know how many people are coming so that then you know how many prizes to bring, if you're going to place the parties in the party sequence that is on our Facebook group. If you're going to play those parties, if you're going to play those games, there's three gifts in that party sequence so that you're all ready to go and say, you know, I can't wait to see you tomorrow. Remember to make her at the party, remember to make her feel very, very important, because everybody's going to see that she's getting such special treatment and they're going to want to be the hostess. There are people in our company who claim that they get 50% of their hostesses turn into consultants. So, you know, why can't that be average for our team? So there's something for us to strive for, to get our hostesses to treat them so well and give them so much that they're just so excited about the business and that they want to join. Okay. Any questions about hostess coaching or the hostess packet, anything else? Nope. Is it helpful? Do you think that have you heard of any of the three squares or the, whatchamacallit? I've lost the word.
The scavenger hunt?
The scavenger hunt? Yeah. Do you think that's something that you
well,
could
I
do that your friends would like?
Yes, I think that there we'll try both of them this month and see how they work. I think that's a great idea. And also the, you know, the letter from, you know, the personal letter within the hostess package, I think is a great idea. It makes it a little more personal than just plugging in their name into the already, you know, made ones from Simply Fun.
Yes.
I think that's a great idea. Thank you.
Good. Thank you for restating that for us and the reasons. I appreciate that. So, but yeah, we're trying to make it personal. We want to have a personal connection with everybody so that they come back to us when their kids grow or their kids start having problems. So making that personal connection and establishing a business partnership with each of our hostesses. Okay, ladies, I totally appreciate it. Would you like me to upload a copy of my hostess letter?
Yes.
Into
the
file? Okay. And I will upload a copy of my hostess letter, upload the party squares and the scavenger hunt. That
and
works.
Will you,
can we get the scavenger hunt? I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, I was saying I was waiting to ask about the scavenger hunt because I didn't know where to get it. So, but you already answered the question. So, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you'll upload all of those documents and then maybe like a checklist of what we should put in the packet, I think that would be helpful too.
Checklist and packet. Okay, I can do that, ladies.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much, and I hope that everybody makes me just lose all my money on the tic-tac-toe and covers the board, and so everybody gets a free game. Anyway, have a good evening, and I will talk to you soon.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.